What's up, guys? This is Chris.
And I'm Damien.
This is the Downtown Podcast. We're here to melt away those midweek blues.
So tune in, sit down, and try to get away for a little while. What's up, everybody? We're back at it like a crack addict. On this week's episode, we're going to talk about toilet paper,
hangovers, the best and the worst of them, how-tos, and what not to do while you're going through one,
and some food,
what to eat,
when to eat it,
and when not to eat it.
So we're just going to dive right into it. You know, the work field that I work in, I go to a lot of upscale, very expensive restaurants and places to hang out, and it blows my mind how much that they do not spend on toilet paper for these places.
Now, I cannot tell you how many times I've gone to, you know, like upscale restaurants around Atlanta and stuff, and then you go and use the toilet paper, and you expect, you know, something nicer than a dryer sheet, but, I mean, that's what you get. I mean, if I can see my fingers through the toilet paper, I'm just going to use as much as I can just because, you know, that – you insulted me, so I'm just going to use all of your toilet paper now just because.
I mean, and just think, like, you pay, what, $50, $75 for a meal?
At least.
Like, and you want to go to the bathroom. Well, here you are, sitting there. Well, I guess it's not worse than when you go to get toilet paper and there are none, but.
I mean, it could always be worse.
You might have to use a sock. Sometimes that might be better than
you go back with a crop top. That'd be a lot better than using a dryer sheet.
Yeah, sometimes I might be a little better than one ply, but yeah, I see that a lot. Like, their menu items will be, you know, $25 for one meal, $35 for one meal, and then
you go in the bathroom. They cheaped out on toilet paper. They went to the Dollar General and got the most like inexpensive thing that they have to offer.
Yeah, like the paper towel dispenser. You know, the one that dispenses like 2 inches of paper towel for my big hands. Like, some, that 99% of the time, that's thicker than the toilet paper that is on the roll.
I got little Donald Trump baby hands, so I don't really have that problem. But,
well, you also like hand dryers a lot more than paper towels, so I've heard.
Yeah, something like that.
But I just don't understand.
Get your shit together, Olive Garden. I know I can't be the only person that has this thought, but hangovers freaking suck. I'm not going to lie. I've had quite a few. I'm pretty experienced in this game. And I may or may not be a little bit of ashamed to say that, but
it happens.
You know, sue me. I like to drink every now and then.
Every now and now. A little bit.
Here I am sipping on an IPA as we're doing this podcast. It's kind of become a regular routine for whenever we do this. It just kind of takes the edge off a little bit. But yeah, I think the worst hangover that I ever had was after I went to America's with a few buddies of mine, Will and Drew. What's up, guys? We went down there and I drank all the way down there. Wasn't driving, by the way. Do not recommend drinking and driving. You don't want to hurt yourself or others or get popped with a Dewey.
Because you will either go straight to jail or straight to your funeral.
Yeah. So. I mean, there's really no other way to put that. So, but we went down there, drank on the way down there. As soon as we got there, just kept on drinking. Went out to the bars, went out and ate. And it turned into an all-night thing. We didn't go to bed until probably close to midnight or even later at that point. And somebody got sick. I'm not going to point any fingers or say any names, but the next morning they walked around the house banging pots and pans together because they got to go to bed early that night. Some of us other guys didn't.
Did they get their face drawn on?
No, nobody got their face drawn on that weekend. No, that's a classic move. I'm not a fan of it. It's happened to me a time or two. Really don't like being messed with when I'm sleeping, but we'll get to that topic on another day. But yeah, I was asleep, and it was about 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe 8:30, and the door of the room that I'm sleeping in opens, and I noticed pots and pans being banged together really hard, and that just amplified the headache that I already had, and it made me hate life a little bit worse. But, you know, what are you going to do? You start drinking some more, you know, hair of the dog. So the day goes on, and we go down to the river. We're shooting guns, drinking beer. Great combination, by the way. Nothing can go wrong there.
But no safety.
Yeah, no safety. No hearing protection, because you got to be a man sometimes. And
who needs it?
That night, we went to Sigma Chi to watch the Floyd Mayweather fight. And the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight, and I passed out halfway. And then, actually, I don't even think it was halfway through. I think it was, like, before the fight even started. I died. And all I wanted was water. And let me just tell you, that is something that you always need to keep with you whenever you're going through a weekend of drinking. Water, water, water. You drink a few beers, drink water. Drink a few more, drink water. You got to keep hydrated. Because what's alcohol do? It dehydrates you. What do you feel like when you're dehydrated? You feel like crap. And it's not going to be fun the next day when you're waking up feeling like hammered hell.
But there's a lot of people out there that make fun of a lot of people for drinking water while they drink beer. But those people probably have never really had a true hangover. Because, for obvious reasons. But because there's still people out there drinking Miller Lite and Natural Light, thinking they're getting drunk, but, you know, it's just watered down dirt.
Well, I can't knock that. I like drinking my IPAs, and like I said, I'm having one right now. But, you know, whenever you're trying to cheap out, what are you going to drink? Cheap beer. So, I guess I'm just kind of rambling on at this point. Drink some freaking water whenever you're drinking beer. Otherwise, you're just going to feel like hell the next day.
Stay hydrated.
All right, we're going to close this week's episode out with food. Like we said, what to eat, what not to eat, and when not to eat it. There's this cool new thing called HelloFresh, and they'll send you like 3 meals a week, I think, something like that, in a box. And it's all healthy stuff. I mean, it's really good. Last night I had some meatloaf, some carrots, and some kind of fries. And I mean, it's all healthy for you, man. It's pretty cool. I've been trying to live a little bit healthier and stop eating fast food.
That's hard for me. Yeah, I'm on the road. My job requires me to drive everywhere. I drive like close to 4,000 miles a month doing my job. And being that I do that, the kind of work I'm in, I go in a lot of restaurants like I was talking about earlier. Not just big high-end restaurants, but fast food places. I've definitely seen a lot of stuff that...
some of the Snapchats you send me, it's like, man, I really... It's made me skeptical on just so many different places.
Nothing, it really cracks me up, though. Like, nothing cracks me up more is when I get done doing my work. And they say, hey, you want something to eat? I'm like, well,
not really.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, kind of lost my appetite on this whole ordeal that I've been dealing with.
And it kind of scares me because I see some of the workers eating the food that gets prepped and cooked in these places. And they see it every day. And I've only seen it for about 2-3 hours. And it just completely turns me off from eating for the rest of the day. Like, I can go... If I start out a job and it's nasty, I immediately know I'm not going to eat until dinner that night. Because it takes my hour and a half, 2-hour commute home to fully get the image out of my head what went on at that job that day.
Yeah, I can only imagine dealing with some of that. I usually just try to bring my lunch during the week because it's cheaper. But if I was doing what you're doing, you know, you travel to and from job to job. it would be easier just to, you know, grab something while you're out. Than,
and it's really hard because I've tried taking my lunch. And I got to keep the cooler in my work truck. I've got to make sure I have ice. Got to make sure everything's going to be fresh when I eat it, when it's so much easier to whip in a cookout or whip in a Chick-fil-A, whip in a Wendy's. It's cheap. It's fast. It'll fill me up. It's not good for me.
Well, not only that, but I mean, like, I feel like if you're bringing your lunch, you know, you have to eat something that doesn't need to be heated.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know how many restaurants you go to that just have a microwave in the back. Oh, hey, man, let me borrow your microwave. Let me heat my lunch up real quick. They're going to be like, why don't you just buy it here?
Yeah, and then that's when I, like, completely remind them of the disgusting environment that they're currently working in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, no, no thanks.
I know, like, away from the work day, say, dinner and stuff, when I do go eat out, I like eating Mexican.
That's all we eat. Like, it feels like that's all we eat.
Bro, I went through a stage where it was, like, for 6 months, all I ate, like, 3 times a week was Mexican food. And people were like, oh, you don't get tired of that? No, it's not something that you get tired of. But honestly, now I don't eat it as much. I don't go out that much anymore. I just try to eat healthy, man.
I will say, though, like, I've gotten to the point where I keep peanuts in my truck. Peanuts fill me up. I eat, like, 1 or 2 handfuls, drink my water, and I'm full. Because, I mean, once I'm at the new call or job that I'm at that day, once I start working, I lose my appetite. Not just because it's nasty, not just because the stuff I see, but I just forget about it. And that's what kind of helps me. But like when you're working like a regular 9-to-5 somewhere where you're sitting down, standing up, like doing the kind of work you do, like you're watching the clock, you're thinking about what you're going to eat for lunch.
But I always, I'm just constantly eating. I feel like I usually have me like a banana or some cheese or something for breakfast. And usually around 10 o'clock, I'm eating again. Lunch, I'm eating again. I eat before I leave work. I eat when I get home. Go to the gym, eat after the gym, eat dinner. Like, I'm freaking chowing down on food all day long.
The job I had before now, I took my lunch every day, and it'd be gone by 10:30. like, I'd bring my lunch every day, and I'm like, wow, I didn't eat breakfast. I never eat breakfast. So I got to cut that out. But it's just, I eat my lunch.
That's
that
the
I
most
brought.
Important meal of the day, man. You're serving it up Gary's way.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you last time I ate breakfast. I really only eat breakfast on vacation, and it's usually Krispy Kreme.
See, I'm not even a big breakfast person either. It's been something I've had to kind of get myself into the groove of doing. Like, even now, I don't even think I ate it this morning. I don't know. It's tough eating like I do.
The main thing I've got to cut out, and I wouldn't call it addicted to them now, but I am very fond of Red Bull.
Energy drinks. Gosh, I hadn't had one of those, and I don't think I had an energy drink since I was in like middle school. I used to be freaking addicted to Rockstar, man.
Rockstar?
That was all I drank was Rockstar. I don't know why. It was good at the time.
Yeah. I mean, Red Bull, they're really good. Not good for you at all.
Dude, they're freaking horrible. Have you ever seen that video of that guy that drank like 23 energy drinks?
Yeah, well, he was an idiot.
But still.
You're talking about the video with his like heart beating?
I was like, holy crap. I could not imagine doing that. Like, why would you think that was a good idea in the first place?
His buddy probably dared him. He's like, hey,
bet you won't do it.
How many of these do you think you can drink?
Buy me a whole case.
27? And then now they just celebrated his death of 4 years. So
did they really?
No, I don't know if he's really. I don't
big
know.
Big if true. Big if true.
If y'all have any information on that, send it in.
Yeah, we want to know. That's something we need feedback on.
Yeah. I'm really sorry if he died, but I don't think he did.
I don't know.
But I got to stop before I die. That's one thing.
Yeah. I know, like I said, I go to the gym. I usually drink some pre-workout. I'm sure that's not even any better for
you. That's like 10 times worse than the Red Bull that I drink.
I just like the way it makes you feel, man. You feel like you got ants crawling on you.
You can do that
You just gonna stick your hand in some ant bed?
Yeah, I mean, if you want it spicy one day, do fire ant.
Yeah, that'll spice it up real quick.
I mean,
no, I guess all I really got to say about, you know, the foods not to eat. I try to stay away from fast food a lot. I know it's quick and convenient, but for me, every time I eat it, it just makes me feel so just out of it the rest of the day. After I eat it, I just feel miserable. Can't really think right. And it makes me really just fatigued, yeah. I guess. I don't know, man. It's
one thing that I've realized, though, like, if you go to a restaurant and you have to wait on your food, you know, not an extraordinary amount of time, like too much to where it's irritating, but if you actually have to wait for your food to be cooked and brought to you right, it's probably a lot healthier than fast food. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, say you go to, I mean, I know Pita's a really good place, Panera, stuff like that. They're pretty good about that, but I mean, still.
That's pretty quick, too. But like you said, I mean, they're promoting healthy food. They have soups, pita, they have gyros. I mean, they're really good. It took me a long time to get into gyros, though. Like, that was very.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a big thing.
I've been kind of eating those since my dad used to eat those a lot. Whenever I'd go hang out with him, we'd go around Atlanta. Can't even remember. I don't even know if the place is still open now. But
not him. Hold on.
Bro, they had, like, the best veal ever.
I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. I've had a job there.
Yeah.
It's, I can't think of it right now. But
it's not that important.
Yeah, but they're pretty good because I have eaten there. That's one place I have eaten. So as soon as I come up with a name, I'll let everybody know
that it's that me place approved. Is freaking swallow. It was solid.
But you did swallow it.
Yeah.
But just watch what you eat, especially.
You ever seen Supersize Me?
Yeah.
That's what'll happen to you.
Middle school health class, we were forced to watch it.
Yeah.
That man gained like 20 or 30 pounds.
He had major health problems.
I know.
Too.
Like, strict diet after that. Like,
yeah.
He ruined his life.
For sure.
For a quick.
Shaved off a smooth 10 years for sure.
Yeah.
So. Fast food ain't all it's cracked up to be. No. Just, I'm going to leave it at that. If you got anything else you want to say, roll with it. But
I mean, just like I just keep saying, just watch what you eat. Watch who fixes your food.
Yeah,
like watch who fixes it, cooks it, and brings it to you. Like, if you weren't out there, like if you were at their house and they brought you a plate and set it on their table, and you're like, I don't know if I'm gonna eat this. I'm just gonna pick at it. You probably don't want to eat at that restaurant ever again. I mean, that's just me. But we're just going to leave it at that. We're going to let your mind roam and just try to comprehend of everything that I've saw.
That's pretty much going to be it for this week. I know last week's episode was pretty short. It was only 4 minutes, but it took us 3 hours to record that 4 minutes.
It's pretty depressing. But
we're not professionals by any means. But, you know, all y'all's feedback was really appreciated. We look forward to, you know, more in the future. And actually, we got a voicemail now, and you can give us any input on that. The number is 865-630-9004. And you can just leave whatever questions, comments, concerns you have on there.
And I'll put it in the description, the phone number. It'll be on our Instagram now. Like I said last week, just don't forget to subscribe. Tell your friends, families, coworkers about us. I also want to give a big shout out to my future in-laws. They did an amazing job throwing us an engagement party this past weekend.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got to ask my good friends, Chris being one of them, to be in my wedding. That'd be a definite topic for soon to come episodes.
I freaking love weddings, dude.
But we'll get there when we get there. And hopefully you'll come back next week to tune in to us and whatever topics we have.